Hey everybody, this is Shannon with VIP Kid World. Glad to have you back for another episode of our series, The ABCs for VIPs. In this episode, we're going to talk about the next letter of the alphabet, letter B. So for this letter, I wanted to talk about something that eventually we all have to deal with as VIP Kid teachers. At some point in our career, we're going to have to combat the issue of balance. So, what do we mean when we talk about balance? Well, balance obviously means that we are not pushing in one direction too far or the other, whether that might be working too much, working too little, having not enough time with our family, not taking care of our health. There are a lot of things that can definitely be affected by an online job like VIP Kid. I think in order for us to really understand how balance works, we need to understand the fact that we need to have balance. It's not really a negotiable type thing. We've got to have some type of balance between the work that we do, the life that we live, our family, our friends, our health, even our sanity at times needs to be taken into consideration when it comes to how am I going to balance my schedule with the rest of my life, which is extremely important. Now, sometimes people think, well, I don't really need to do that. I'm just going to work and work and work and work and work and work and work. Well, one of the big reasons why I think it's so important for us to, at some point in time, ask ourselves, how are we going to balance our lives with VIP Kid? It's because this job can be very different than any of the jobs we've ever had in the past. Even if you work a full-time job, your job maybe was 9 to 5. That was the schedule. Maybe you'd work overtime every once in a while, but really there wasn't a lot of room for working as much as you wanted. But with VIP Kid, for many teachers, the times or the opportunity to work, it's almost limitless. And a job without limits can be a good thing. I want to go on vacation, so I'll just work a few more hours. I want to buy something really special for my children, or I want to treat myself. All right, well, I just got to do another 20 classes. I'll throw them in here and there. It's nice to be able to make money like that. But that can also be dangerous. Being able to work outside of our normal limits can cause us to think that we can continue to just make money and make money and make money and never have to worry about what happens when we start burning the candle at both ends. You know, a couple of things that I think is important for us to do is really, if we want to find balance, we have to ask those honest questions. We have to be real with what we're doing in the classroom. So for example, an honest question that we each have to ask ourselves is, how many classes is too many? Now, of course, for some of our newer teachers, you might just be happy to get any classes, but especially for those who've maybe been around a little while, have gotten some exposure, we could open as many slots as we wanted and they would book, they would all fill. But how many classes is too many classes? Well, can you teach too many classes? That question is definitely person-to-person specific. But one of the things that I have always thought was an effective way of choosing how many classes is to add a class every other week or every week to your list. So if you're a new teacher, maybe you start with 4 in a row. Then you add 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Of course, depending on where you live, how early that is, that might also dictate how many classes you can teach. But at some point, we have to ask ourselves, what's happening to the quality of my classes? This is really a big deal, because if the quality of our classes continue to drop, the more classes in a row we have, the more exhausted we become, then we run a very high risk of getting negative feedback, which can ultimately affect our job. It could actually even lose us this job. So, you know, we want to be careful with that. In my personal opinion, if the quality of your first class is not the exact same energy, fun, excitement, enthusiasm, as the last class you teach, regardless of how many you teach in a row, that's when you have to ask yourself, maybe I should add a break in. Maybe I should teach one less class or two less classes. It's important that we put quality ahead of quantity if we want this job to last for the long haul. Now, going back to the idea of balance when it comes to family, how is this job affecting your personal life? Now, obviously, working early in the morning can have an effect on our personal life. If you've done this job for any period of time, you know that you have probably passed up the opportunity to hang out with your friends or your family or your spouse or whoever because you had to go to bed earlier than normal. Yeah. Well, every so often, that's not that big of a deal. But it can definitely take a toll on you after a while. So how is this job affecting your personal life? Is it affecting it negatively? Is it affecting your family life between you and your spouse, between you and your children? Are you not having the opportunity to spend certain amounts of time with them that you would have before? And you can tell it's kind of affecting them in a negative way. These are serious, honest questions that we have to ask ourselves because no one else is going to ask those questions. We have to be the ones to do it. With that in mind, I want to talk about something that I often see on social media, and it usually comes from newer teachers, and it's that fear over the first time you have to decline or need or want to decline a priority booking. You know, the first time that a student says, oh, I love your class so much, I want to take it again in 2 weeks. You know, that's a really good feeling. It actually feels really awesome. They love me. They really love me. But it's okay to decline priority bookings in order to take care of yourself, in order to take care of your family, whether you're doing it for holidays or you're doing it for a special occasion in your family, or you're doing it because you just need the sleep. A friend of mine would always tell me, she'd say, this one student was trying to book me for a 2:30 a.m. class and she had to decline them because that was just too early for her to wake up. And that is a boundary that we need to be able to make. So if you have some special occasion where you need to take off or you just don't feel like working at a certain time, please do not fear declining priority bookings. Parents understand that we need a break also, that we need to take care of ourselves. People do the same thing when they fear going on vacation. I know at one point, especially for my newer teachers listening, you might think to yourself, am I going to lose all of my regulars when I go on vacation? Well, there's a couple of things that you can do for that. You can write in their feedback. You can, when declining priority bookings, you can tell them why you are declining the booking. You can write in multiple feedbacks to those parents, especially if you know when you're coming. You can tell them the days that you aren't going to be there. You can tell them the day you're going to open classes again or what week you're going to be starting returning from your vacation. Trust me, if you give these students everything you've got, you give them your all, you just go out there and be a quality teacher, that's why they're there. You going on vacation for a week is not going to stop them from wanting what you have to offer. Just remember, it is important that you take care of yourself and your family, and when your needs come, put them first. The students will definitely come back. It's also good every once in a while, especially for my teachers who are working every day. I have a couple of teacher friends who haven't taken a break in over 2 years of VIP Kid classes. Can you imagine? Over 2 years of working every day. Maybe we can ask ourselves the difficult question. Would I benefit from having a day off? Whether it's an infrequent day off or maybe it's a weekly day off. I remember I worked for about 180 days in a row before I decided I didn't want to work 7 days a week. So I decided to take Sundays off and I was very happy with the decision I made. I could tell that it affected me better. It made sure that my joy in the job was higher, and I felt better when I actually did teach. So ask yourself those questions. Can I make it happen? Maybe even if you're still wanting to make the same amount of money, can I add another class time to each day that I work during the week to compensate for the day that I take off? A balanced teacher is a much better teacher for the students. And of course, we want to be the best teacher that we can be. You know, I mentioned that candle earlier on in this podcast, and I think it's so important that we remember that we can definitely burn the candle at both ends. But burning the candle at both ends doesn't just mean a tired teacher. It's not just, oh, I'm exhausted, oh, I'm tired, I've been waking up at 3 a.m. for this many days. That can eventually turn into something else. When we overwork ourselves, it can actually turn into illness. It could turn into a loss of joy. This is one of those jobs where if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. In my opinion, this is one of the most exciting and fun jobs I have ever had. And when I wake up early in the morning, knowing that I have the opportunity to go and see these kids, it makes things better. It makes things easier for me. If you find that you are losing your joy, you find that you are becoming more prone to illness, you know what can happen. We could actually be putting our job, the job that we love, at risk because we are being overworked. These are the kind of things we have to ask ourselves. Now, granted, I understand. Trust me. I understand the need for money. Some of you out there are probably thinking, well, you know, Shannon, I need to make the money, so I don't have the opportunity and the privilege to not work. I have to work. And I totally get that. But it's still important to realize that we have to be careful of what could happen if we overdo it. Yes, less money is bad, but honestly, no money and no job is worse than less money. And that could happen if we overexert ourselves and we get bad feedback because of it, or we oversleep. We sleep right through our alarm and we end up getting some no-shows. Man, nobody wants to see a no-show on their portal. We don't want that to happen. And too many of those could actually cause us our job. Realize that at some point in time, you have to be able to create a schedule that works for the long term, that works for the long haul. Whatever that looks like to you, whatever that means to you, find it. Now, granted, it might take a little while to do so, but in order to make sure that we are the best teacher that we can be, so that our students who deserve the best teacher can have that from us, we've got to make sure that we're able to keep our joy. We're also able to pay our bills. We're able to have fun and enjoy what we're doing. Find a schedule that works for you. Find something that you can do into the future, for the long haul, for years to come. If you find the right balance, that balance is not only going to come with other benefits, but I think the number one benefit from finding the right balance is being able to wake up in the morning and realize that, hey, everything's going great, I'm loving life, and I'm able to make ends meet, and I'm able to do what I need to do to help my family. So that's it for our second letter of the alphabet, letter B. I hope that you find a way to manage balance, not to burn the candle at both ends, but to find as much joy as possible in this job, because boy, this is one of the most amazing jobs most of us have ever had, and I hope you take advantage of that. Thank you guys for listening, and look out for our next letter coming up, letter C. I hope that you enjoy the work, this podcast. Feel free to leave any messages. I can answer messages through this podcast, so feel free to leave any. If you have any questions teaching-wise, I can throw those in here and there through the podcast. But otherwise, thank you for being a listener. Thank you for your support. Feel free to tell your friends about this podcast, share it wherever you think is appropriate, and we'll see you in the next podcast.